Live from Delaware's News Center, you're listening to Delaware's Afternoon News. Here's Chris Carl.
Good afternoon. Cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Wilmington at 3:03. Delaware is entering a new phase of vaccinations. WDEL's Amy Cherry has details.
New standalone vaccination centers in Canby Park, Oxford Plaza near Ogletown, and the Blue Hen Conference Center in Dover can begin vaccinating youth ages 12 and up without delay.
This authorization for providers to utilize the Pfizer vaccine for this new age group is effective immediately.
Dr. Carol Rattay, director of the state's Division of Public Health, says the expanded FDA approval to use Pfizer in youth ages 12 to 15 comes with trial results that she called astonishing.
In the group that received the vaccine, not a single one got infected with COVID-19. The side effects are really well tolerated, just like with other age groups.
She called this next phase an important step towards resuming a normal school schedule this fall. Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Polls open until 8 o'clock tonight, as most Delaware school districts are holding school board elections today. WDEL's DJ McEnany has more.
These elections kind of get overshadowed and don't get the attention that they really deserve, but are just as important, if not more so, than some of the more high-profile elections. So, I mean, there's plenty of polling places, beautiful days. There's really no good excuse not to come out and vote.
School board elections were taking place in Delaware Tuesday. Voters like Paul Ford know the importance of making sure their vote counts in what are traditionally under-attended events, especially this year, says Stella Mask.
I remember when I voted, there was like, oh, there's 20 people that voted today. Every vote counts. And then also when I see the three candidates, they are incredibly variable. There was one candidate for me. I was like, that one is the one that has to win. And also it's easy because I drop my kid off when I vote.
Mac McKay says the difference between candidates at the local level is as important as the national elections.
There's such a dichotomy between the two parties that I wanted to make sure that I got the people that I wanted to be in office in office.
DJ McEnany, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
And you can learn more about the races and the candidates at WDEL.com. A prison inmate is dead. Police say it was at the hands of a cellmate. WDEL's Mike Phillips has the story.
Delaware State Troopers were called to the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center in Smyrna around 8:15 Monday morning. There, they found a 69-year-old inmate dead from an apparent stab wound. Investigators say the victim's 55-year-old cellmate killed him. The men's identities have not been released. Mike Phillips, WDEL Delaware's News Radio.
Well, many showed up at the Bottle and Cork last night in Dewey Beach for more than just music. WRDE-TV reporting they came out to support fallen Del Mar police officer Corporal Heath Heacook, who was laid to rest earlier that day. Lisa Leonzio of Millsboro attended.
For the past year, it's been very hard for everyone, but it's really amazing how when something like this happens, everybody pulls together. We become family no matter what town we're from.
Country music star Jimmy Allen returned home to Delaware to perform, promising every dollar from his show would go to Heacook's 12-year-old son, Matthew. Lindsay Short of Georgetown also attended.
I'm a big fan of Jimmy Allen. I love that he's from our hometown of Milton, Delaware, and he's a hometown guy.
A GoFundMe for Heacook's family has raised more than $72,000 so far. Still to come here on WDEL, some signs of optimism for small businesses. Plus, we check your forecast from the WDEL Weather Center next. I'm Chris Carl. Thanks for joining us. And stay tuned here on WDEL as Delaware's afternoon news continues.
Today is Jerry Valentine Day on WDEL. Give Jerry a call or text and wish him a happy day.
Hi, it's Peter MacArthur, Delaware's Morning News. Everything you need to know as you head into work, along with Traffic Watch on the 9s, your National Weather Service forecast. That's 5:30 to 9. Then at 9 a.m., Delaware, we talk with those people making headlines in our area and the newsmakers making decisions that affect you and your family. Delaware's Morning News, 5:30 to 9, Delaware, 9 to 10, each weekday morning. AM 1150, 101.7 FM, and WDEL.com.
Listen to WDEL on your Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker. WDEL. Get the easy setup instructions on WDEL.com.
Your forecast from the WDEL Weather Center, a slight chance of a shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy, low down to 42. Sunshine for the rest of the week with a high 68 on Wednesday, 69 on Thursday, and near 72 on Friday. Phillies opening a series in Washington tonight. Chase Anderson getting the start for the Phils. Our pregame coverage here on WDEL tonight at 6:30. The Orioles are in New York to take on the Mets, with John Means back on the mound tonight, his first start since last week's no-hitter. The Blue Rocks open a week-long series against the Phillies affiliate Jersey Shore Blue Claws tonight at Frawley. The Sixers are on the road tonight to take on the Pacers, having won 8 straight coming into this one. Joel Embiid, though, listed as questionable for tonight's game. Furkan Korkmaz and Matisse Thybulle are out with injuries. Tip-off 8 o'clock our time from Indianapolis. Well, some business owners are gradually becoming more optimistic in the economic rebound, but they continue to face challenges to growth.
The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index for April was up from March, but was shy of market expectations. Small business owners reported stronger sales growth, but continue to deal with a shortage of workers, with most businesses saying finding qualified employees remains their biggest challenge and is slowing economic growth. The report says business owners are raising pay and offering bonuses and other benefits to attract the right employees.
That's CBS's Jason Brooks reporting. A 6-story apartment building won't be the tallest building on Newark's Main Street after all. The Newark Post reporting council voting 4-3 last night against the project that critics described as a monstrosity, overwhelming, and against the character of Main Street. The developer threatened to bring a similar design back to council with less leeway for them to say no. It won't include one of the main selling points, a public parking garage to be managed by the city. The plans rejected called for more than 17,000 square foot building that included first floor retail on Main Street and retail or office space on Delaware Avenue. Newark police looking for a man and woman who not only stole lottery tickets from a discount liquor store, they stole the entire ticket display. Officers say the theft happened around 6:15 Friday evening at Dash Discount Liquors on Elkton Road. Police say while the female suspect spoke with an employee and distracted him, the male suspect removed the display from the front counter, and the pair then took off on foot toward the Maryland state line. Researchers say a receptor involving body heat could help treat obesity.
Scientists say boosting body heat production could help fight diet-induced obesity. In a study using fat tissue from obese people, researchers found that blocking a receptor that helps the body regulate heat production can increase metabolism and prevent weight gain. Scientists say most current medication used to treat obesity targets the brain and can have severe side effects. But the study published in Nature Communications says targeting the fat tissues directly may be a safer way to prevent and treat obesity. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Well, Queen Elizabeth made her first public appearance today since the death of her husband, Prince Philip. The Queen gave her annual speech to the country's lawmakers.
It's the 67th time the Queen has made this walk, but the opening of British Parliament looked a little different this year. COVID restrictions scaled back the traditional ceremony.
My government's priority is to deliver a national recovery from the pandemic.
The Queen didn't write a word of her 9-minute speech. She simply delivered the government's agenda. And simplicity reigned. The monarch arrived in a car rather than a carriage and chose not to wear her heavy crown, adorned with more than 3,000 gemstones.
That's CBS News correspondent Ian Lee, who says the Queen chose to wear lilac today, which alongside purple represents mourning in the royal calendar. Well, still to come here on WDEL, the White House keeping an eye on the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack and shutdown. At 3:15, here's the latest WDEL Reopening Delaware update. I'm Chris Carl. Availability of the vaccine in Delaware now expanded to include everyone 12 and older. The state's offering the vaccine to walk-ins at several state service centers, including Wilmington and Dover. The state is also opening 4 stand-alone vaccine clinics that will offer the Pfizer vaccine. Those clinics will be at Canby Park in Wilmington, Oxford Plaza in Ogletown, Blue Hen Corporate Center in Dover, and Georgetown Plaza. Appointments can be made, but walk-ins will also be accepted. Details, including locations and hours, can be found at de.gov/myvaccine. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid also offering same-day vaccinations. And the city of Newark will host a Johnson & Johnson pop-up vaccine clinic tomorrow from 4 till 9 p.m. during Main Street Alfresco. The curative tent will be assembled at the west end of Main Street. Appointments can be made in advance, but walk-ups will also be welcome. 35% of Americans are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. In Delaware, 43% of the state's 16-plus population is fully vaccinated. 78% of the state's seniors are fully vaccinated. The state's averaging 4,500 shots per day. Checking reopening status, Philadelphia announcing today it's getting ready to drop its coronavirus-related capacity limits. While masks will still be required indoors and in crowded areas, capacity-related restrictions on businesses and activities will ease on May 21st. Density limits on stores, offices, and outdoor catered events like weddings will end at that time. The stadiums will be able to increase capacity to 50% with mandatory mask wearing. Indoor dining capacity will remain at 50%, with some going as high as 75% with city approval. All restrictions in Philadelphia, except mask wearing, will then end on June 11th. And in Delaware, May 21st is the date that capacity restrictions will be lifted at restaurants, retail shops, gyms, businesses, and houses of worship. A mask mandate also still in effect in Delaware, requiring you to wear it indoors. It is not required outdoors, except when at large crowded outdoor events. And keep it here for continuing updates on WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.